Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Believing, is Seeing by physicist and former ABC News science editor Michael Guyon, presents a personal and intellectual journey from confident atheism to a renewed commitment to Christian faith. Rather than framing belief as a retreat from evidence, Guyon argues that the deepest lessons of modern physics point to limits in what scientific methods can prove and, paradoxically, to the rational necessity of trust, assumptions, and metaphysical commitments. He revisits pivotal moments from his education and career, using them to show how scientific progress often depends on invisible foundations such as axioms, interpretive frameworks, and leaps of imagination. The book blends memoir, popular science, and apologetics, aiming to speak to skeptics who respect science and to believers who feel pressured to separate faith from reason. Across its chapters, Guyon explores how humility before mystery can coexist with rigorous inquiry, and how questions about meaning, origins, and purpose may require more than measurement alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from skepticism to faith, through a scientist's story, a central topic is Guyon's transformation narrative, which uses biography to make abstract debates concrete. He describes an early confidence that science could explain everything worth knowing, a mindset common among high-achieving students trained to treat certainty as the goal. The book positions atheism not simply as a conclusion but as a worldview, with its own starting points, expectations, and emotional appeals. By recounting formative experiences in academic physics and later in science journalism, Guyon highlights how professional success can reinforce a belief that unanswered questions will eventually yield to technique. His story then turns on encounters with scientific puzzles and personal pressures that expose the difference between knowledge and meaning. The key point is not that a single experiment proves God, but that the lived experience of doing science can raise philosophical questions science cannot settle. In that space, Guyon argues, faith becomes less like wishful thinking and more like a response to the realities of human limitation, moral intuition, and existential longing. The narrative approach invites readers to examine their own assumptions, not just the author's. Secondly, science depends on unprovable foundations. Guyon emphasizes that science is powerful precisely because it operates within a disciplined framework. Yet that framework rests on commitments that are not themselves products of laboratory proof. He points to the role of axioms in mathematics, the reliance on logic, and the expectation that nature is orderly and intelligible. These are starting points that scientists typically adopt so they can do work, not conclusions derived from the work. The book argues that when skeptics claim they accept only what can be proven, they often overlook that the practice of science requires trust in the reliability of reasoning, the consistency of physical laws, and the meaningfulness of evidence. Guyon uses this to reframe faith not as anti-scientific belief, but as a broader category that includes the everyday and professional trust that makes inquiry possible. He also addresses how theoretical physics routinely employs entities and principles that cannot be directly observed, relying on inference and coherence with existing knowledge. By calling attention to these hidden supports, Guyon aims to reduce the false conflict between faith and science and to show how belief functions inside scientific reasoning itself. Thirdly, physics and the boundaries of what we can know. Another major topic is the idea that modern physics reveals limits that are not merely practical, but built into how the universe works and how humans can describe it. Guyon draws attention to moments in scientific history when new discoveries forced humility, such as the shift from classical certainty to quantum and relativistic perspectives. The book explores how measurement, observation, and mathematical modeling do not provide a complete window into reality, but a structured interpretation shaped by tools and assumptions. In this view, uncertainty and paradox are not embarrassments to be eliminated. They are signals that reality may exceed our categories. Guyon uses these boundaries to argue that material explanations, while indispensable, may not capture the full range of human questions, especially those involving consciousness, morality, and purpose. Rather than using gaps as a shortcut to belief, he treats limits as a philosophical prompt if science itself indicates that complete comprehension is unattainable. Then it is rational to consider complementary ways of knowing. This theme positions faith as a coherent response to mystery, not a surrender to ignorance. Fourthly, faith as a rational commitment, not blindness. Guyon develops the case that faith can be intellectually responsible when it is understood as a commitment grounded in evidence, experience, and reasoned trust rather than as belief without warrant. He challenges the common stereotype that faith is opposed to facts, arguing instead that many of life's most important commitments are made under conditions of incomplete information. The book compares religious belief to other forms of reliance, trusting a person, accepting a scientific theory before all questions are resolved, or making moral choices without guaranteed outcomes. Guyon also distinguishes between dogmatism and conviction, portraying mature faith as open to questions and disciplined by humility. This topic includes an apologetic dimension, where he suggests that Christian belief offers explanatory power for realities that people intuitively recognize, such as the sense of objective moral obligation, the hunger for meaning, and the experience of awe. He frames these not as scientific data points, but as features of human life that any worldview must address. The takeaway is that faith, properly understood, is compatible with rational inquiry and may even be demanded by the very structure of human decision-making. Lastly, integrating meaning, purpose, and scientific wonder. A final theme is integration, how a person can embrace scientific rigor while also pursuing meaning and purpose through faith. Gielen argues that separating the two creates a fragmented life, where professional competence coexists with personal emptiness or moral confusion. He presents wonder as a bridge concept, suggesting that the emotional and intellectual response to the cosmos can lead either to cynicism or to worship, depending on the worldview adopted. The book encourages readers to see science as a way of reading the book of nature, while faith addresses questions of why there is something rather than nothing, why the universe is intelligible, and what humans are for. This integration is not presented as a simplistic harmony, where every religious claim becomes a scientific statement. Instead, it is an alignment of domain science investigates mechanisms and patterns, while faith interprets significance and grounds ultimate commitments. For readers who feel pressured to choose between being thoughtful and being religious, Gielen offers a model in which intellectual honesty includes acknowledging both the reach and the limits of scientific explanation, and in which spirituality can deepen rather than diminish curiosity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who care about science and also feel the pull of bigger questions, including skeptics who suspect religious belief is intellectually lazy, Christians who worry that modern physics undermines faith, and students navigating a culture where atheism is often treated as the default position of educated people. Gielen's main benefit is the way he reframes the debate. Instead of asking whether science can replace faith, he asks what science itself assumes and where it reaches its explanatory edge. That shift can help readers become more self-aware about their own worldview commitments, including the hidden beliefs that guide everyday reasoning, moral judgments, and personal trust. Compared to many faith and science books, Gielen brings a distinctive blend of technical awareness, media experience, and memoir-driven accessibility. He does not rely on obscure arguments or niche controversies. He focuses on how real scientific practice works and what it can and cannot deliver. For buyers comparing similar titles, this one stands out by combining a personal conversion story with a sustained argument that faith is not an enemy of evidence but a necessary feature of human life, including the life of a scientist. If you would like to support Michael Gielen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.